as we're not a normal bear.
It would have been
a
much better story.
Oh,
as we were leaving, Ron's comment was, Jesus Christ, with all the bear violence. Once, twice, okay, but God. For little kids.
I can't even save the other bear.
Complete sentences.
Why would we want to establish a fear of bears in children?
Because I thought I'd save him.
It's because that guy who was texting and walking and ran into that bear. No, he ran. He ran away.
Katie's eaten bears.
I have eaten a bear.
Eaten a bear?
Not an entire bear.
She ate a bear.
Like a bite.
A whole bear.
Not an entire bear, because that's totally possible.
She ate an entire bear. Over the course of an afternoon.
Well, you can't even eat a full bear when you're playing Oregon Trail.
Bear burgers. Bear steaks.
That's such a weird comment.
Shredded bear sandwiches.
Oh, I had really good shredded pork yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. The Rack
That's
Shack
not fair.
In Burnsville. Really, really, really good. It's like a little hole-in-the-wall kind of place, but it's been rated like one of the top five local barbecue places.
You know, the place in Eden Prairie that we went to was really good. Yeah, Baker's.
You guys can get up to the mic whenever you want. They
can
twist.
I bring the mic to me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fairly far. Almost all the way.
And then you can take the mic itself, and maybe not that, but yeah, there you go.
I'll get it eventually.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. I didn't want to start with the guy who was looking around because I was worried that he'd find me somehow.
That works. Okay.
Though you will have to get a. Yeah, you gotta.
What if I just project?
That's pretty good, but you still need the...
Yeah, really?
That's like, nice, God but damn that's forward.
All right. Well, then I might as well set forward.
Thank you. And you also do have headphones.
Sounds like fancy. In case I can't hear myself?
No, so that you notice if you start to drift away from the mic and your voice gets a lot quieter.
Oh, I see. Very
strange. Hello, Julia.
I know, it's interesting to get used to, which is why we do the mic checks first. So, well, obviously you have to do them first, but you have to do them so that everyone gets acclimated to the system.
I'm not listening to what you're saying.
Oh, and Katie, I recommend that when you take pictures, you'll want to turn on the fan light, which is the wood handle.
Oh, she's taking over that duty as well?
So I can be irresponsible and reckless. And it's oh so difficult to...
feel stranger and stranger.
That's because I keep adding things one piece at a time.
I just keep losing a little bit more of my humanity.
Is it really is the futon really that bad?
No, I think it's the headphones.
Wait,
and the big thing
futon?
In front of the. No, the futon's fine.
There's nothing wrong with the futon.
Yeah,
but you still
it's the guest
you can
couch.
You can even hear the ambiance outside even better now. It's like ambiance in HD.
Yeah, I.
Oh.
It just kind of seems like if you've ever seen Tetsuo Iron Man.
No.
The mechanical parts just keep getting added on.
Oh.
Until I eventually won't be any person at all.
Yes.
What is that dog doing?
Oh, the dog, they're
did
foam.
You take out the ball so that
no, people kept shooting them and I didn't bother chasing them. It had some foam balls that are roughly the size of the gap in its mouth, and so that you squeeze it and then it'd project the ball. And it actually was kind of scary how aggressive the ball came out of the mouth.
Oh, boy.
And it made it worse that the tongue is actually hanging out of
keep
the chin.
Talking.
Yeah.
Who?
I feel like there were 8 opportunities for that's what she said.
Yes, I'm good at setting those up.
Yeah.
So many. I think, Julia, for your mic, move the screen a little bit closer to the mic itself. Yep, that's good. Yep, right about there. And then bring the whole thing a little closer to yourself. There you go. Yep.
Okay.
You want to be real, like...
You
like
almost want to Kilroy it, but not completely over it.
Yeah, like right about there.
I don't know what that even means.
Oh, you don't, oh,
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't do that report, but I remember it. I remember somebody did it in middle school.
All right.
About the guy that people drew on notebooks?
Yeah, Courtney Kleiser did a report on that in 5th grade.
Really?
Yes. Or 6th grade. We had to, like, pick a, like, pivotal social thing from, like, the time in America. I don't know what I picked.
I missed that in 6th grade. Well, but we were on the same team.
Yeah, but you weren't in my class.
No.
Because you had Mrs. Rutz.
Yeah. Blech.
West is the best. Good. East is the least.
Stop. You had flies in your pool. No. That's what we heard. Your school is like 10 miles away from anybody that goes there.
You didn't even have a pool.
Yes, yeah, we did.
Do. No, you didn't.
Yes, we did. And it
now
was
we have an Olympic size one.
Do
but
we
then
really?
I think you guys do too.
We've always had an Olympic size one.
Oh, shut
so
up.
So there.
Lying.
Yeah.
No, but literally, your school is like 10 miles away from everybody who goes there. West is so far away from everyone else. Yeah, huh?
It took me like 2 minutes to get to West.
You live like 10,000 miles away from
you
where
know
everybody
what's really
else
great?
Lives.
Getting
nobody
out of school as a
you.
Whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now we're in the real world.
Which also sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I would rather stay in high school and not give a shit and not have bills to pay and
amen.
Not have loans.
Yep.
I wouldn't want
to
stay in
high school.
When my biggest problem was something stupid.
Yes.
I didn't hate high school.
I think it's the same for me now. It's just when anything's wrong, it's just something stupid. It's just that it's
a serious stupid problem.
Yeah.
Like affects the course of the
human
rest
existence
of your life.
As we see it.
Well, I want my biggest problem to be the number of people in my prom group. I want that to be my biggest problem.
That's a good problem.
Because that was a real like
I live that problem every day too.
My senior year.
Prom is
it was
tough.
A big problem. How many people were in our sweethearts group were you with? Yeah. No, you weren't.
No, are you talking about the one where you went with Joe?
Yeah, we don't have to talk about that. You were dating Alyssa. So, touche.
Yeah, that is
there's
a touche.
One retort. You were dating Alyssa.
That's all you had to say.
Which, you remember, were you at the Gluckstein party when I fell and like had that weird accident?
Sounds familiar. Yeah.
So Joe wasn't there because he was getting back rub from Alyssa.
Hot.
Oh,
gross.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Some sort of response. Sorry, I'm also trying to do notes and...
Oh, high school.
Participate.
Oh, high school.
Oh, high school.
I need a pedicure. I just got one, too. Seriously. This is like a real problem for me.
Okay.
I've never had a pedicure.
They are amazing. They rub your feet and they get off all the gross stuff.
We were.
That does sound kind of magical.
It's yeah. nice.
Katie and I
it's
were
nice,
talking
but it's
about
weird the first time
going to get a mani-pedi.
Do it. It'd
be kind of fun, I think.
It's
men
good.
Who get mani-pedis are sexy. It's true.
Noted.
Yeah.
But I do have a good. I do have a good mic check topic questiony thing.
Okay.
Thinking. I told them, I don't think you were here when I said it, but most of Reading Rainbow is available on YouTube right now.
Mm. Really?
Yeah, it's...
Take a look, it's in a book.
It's Reading
because
Rainbow.
Because Katie and I have been talking about how awesome it would be to have the dun-dun-dun as your text message sound.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good one. I like
so,
it.
But I
haven't been trying very hard to find it yet, but now that I know that it's on YouTube, I'm sure I could isolate it.
Who put
and
all
get
those
it.
Videos on YouTube?
I'm trying to remember the
how many LeVar videos Burton. Are there? There has to be like
no, he just doesn't yeah. have anything else to do now.
Yeah,
but
LeVar
he did
Burton
release a Reading Rainbow iPad app recently.
He was
yeah.
on Big Bang.
Really? Oh, he was?
Yeah, for like 30 seconds. Yeah. He made yeah.
Yes.
Sweet.
But
has everybody on Star Trek been on Big Bang at this point?
No.
I don't think Patrick Stewart would do that.
Oh, you don't know.
He's a sir.
You don't know.
Sirs don't do those kinds of things.
Yes.
He
sirs don't
he's been in a lot of
American sitcoms.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
Are you okay?
I like the way I sound on this thing.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
Isn't it
nice? I really like it.
It's fun when you realize that it's fun
who, like,
to listen
needs
to yourself.
So much attention. This is great.
But I was going to say what we could do is maybe talk about favorite childhood TV shows. Since Reading Rainbow
oh,
falls into that
yeah.
category very nicely.
Hmm.
Yeah. Most
what?
Definitely.
Are you okay? Really, really?
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
that also gives me an opportunity to write my notes.
Cool. And gives me an opportunity to set the levels. So, Julia.
Yeah.
What are your favorite childhood TV shows?
Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, Reading Rainbow. I also really enjoyed Full House. and Home Improvement, and the other night I did not. So we had cable when I moved to Minnetonka. We had cable for like a summer, so I watched a lot of Nickelodeon, and then we didn't have cable anymore, and so I didn't get to watch like Rugrats and like Secret Life of Alex Mack or
That was one of them.
And I'm like, okay, I've never seen an episode of The Wonder Years. I'm really sorry. I know. I'm really
You're not
sorry.
Offending me. You're not offending
I feel
me.
Like Dan would be upset.
No, I love this show, but
it's not a requirement.
It's available on Netflix at this point if you really
want
to.
But
you
do
know,
I want
catch
to
up?
It's okay.
There's some key episodes that I could. Every episode of Full House and Step by Step.
I could recommend one or two good episodes.
And then like old school TGIF, where it was like actual shows you wanted to watch.
Boy Meets World.
Yes, except for Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I didn't like that show.
I enjoyed the aunts and the cat, but. Melissa Joan Hart was enough for me.
Old.
What about Clarissa Explains It All, Melissa Joan Hart?
You know, I tried to come across one of those recently in order to make that justification to maybe get it on iTunes or something like that.
I saw
it didn't work. Because even I tried to watch Salute Your Shorts and it just really didn't hold my attention as much as I'd hoped. And they also didn't have my favorite episode available to purchase.
I see. Yeah, I saw one season of Clarissa Explains It All in a Best Buy that was closing.
You watched the whole season?
No, I just looked at.
Oh, you saw the box.
The box.
You mean like you watched like.
Oh no!
Went into a Best Buy that was closing. I just
I watched
pulled up a chair
and
watched
show.
The entire season.
Hey, you guys.
They
move
were just
those
happy somebody was
here.
In the
I'm gonna take care of this for you, watching all of this, making sure the DVD is still working or something. But yeah, please. Continue if there was something else you wanted to say.
I did. Well, I don't know. I love Sesame
Street. Well, I was going to focus in on, and you kind of already answered this a little bit, but what would be the first one out of that collection of favorites that you'd want to watch first?
Sesame Street, for sure. Which I do watch Sesame Street when I'm homesick or not at work or when I was a nanny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. Okay, first of all, they like claymationed Bert and Ernie for some.
What?
Or like,
oh, yeah.
Or when I watched it, it was like they were claymation. And I don't understand.
That's not right.
I don't understand what happened. And then there's and like I get it, like you have to like change your show to
so it doesn't get
fit
stale.
The demographic and like fit like the trends or whatever. So a lot of it is like computerized and digital and like weirdly animated, but it is so it's like so overstimulating for my like adult eyes. I can't handle it anymore.
Mm.
Like I liked like Ladybug Picnic when they like counted all the ladybugs. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ladybug.
I remember
Picnic.
That one. Yeah.
I the first thing that I would go back to for Sesame Street would be Put Down the Ducky.
I love Put Down the Ducky. Did you guys, this is sort of related, but kind of off topic. Have you seen the Being Elmo documentary?
Yes. Adorable to no end.
Oh my God. Literally like cried the whole time. Out of like pure joy. Of like, this is amazing and this man is my hero. So good. And they're making a Big Bird documentary about Lewis Carroll. I think that's his name. For 2013 or 2014, I think.
Based on the hit that Being Elmo was?
I think so.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Like, after I watched that, I spent a lot of time at work not working and YouTubing all sorts of Sesame Street related and Jim Henson related things.
Nice.
Yeah, but it was really good.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been meaning to watch the Elmo documentary.
It's Adam, you have to. It's so good.
Still on.
It's on Netflix. It's on Instant.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I have seen it. It has popped up. It's like, we recommend this for you.
Because
you should
watch
this. Yes.
We recommend this. Well, I'm recommending it right now.
Okay.
But don't take my word for it.
Tee-hee.
Nice.
Joel, how about you?
I'm kind of with Julia. Like, Sesame Street was pretty phenomenal. The Muppet Show.
Both of you can
also
get a
in there.
Closer with your mics.
Pretty.
I thought you meant together. I got excited.
All right. How about now?
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. I think the big one for me though was yikes. Channel 11 growing up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon had what was it called? It was basically like the afternoon cinema. And they would show really like old weird sci-fi films. So it was always like a Godzilla movie, Soylent Green, Planet of the Apes. It was all those types of movies.
Okay.
And it was just like every single weekday at I think it was either 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. I think it was 4 o'clock because it was right about the time that you get home from school.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would be go home and watch some crazy like 1960s, 1970s, weird sci-fi movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I always totally dug that. I could remember being little and watching Soylent Green. And like they get to the end, Soylent Green is people. And I can remember like running around the house like, oh my God, Soylent Green is people. Mom, Soylent Green is people. She's like, what are you talking about?
Oh, when you said Godzilla, I remember how much I loved Godzilla in elementary school. I can remember building like a city out of blocks, like
so
this huge elaborate city.
Yeah.
And I had like a dinosaur that kind of looked like Godzilla. And I went through and I was destroying the city and rah! And I had spent like 2 hours building this elaborate city that it took like 30 seconds to destroy. So that was kind of the last time I did that one.
best Godzilla moment ever is Godzilla versus Mothra, when one of the other monsters holds, it's like Ultraman or something. It's like giant robot, and it holds Mothra, and Godzilla runs backwards, jumps in place a couple times, and then through the power of wire, does a flying drop kick. Only his tail is still like going straight down to the ground and then
dragging
back
a little bit.
And he flies right across. I'm doing a hand gesture and it's the dumbest thing for an audio program.
Yeah. We do
but
it all the time.
He flies across and does the like double foot kick into the chest and then falls to the ground, runs back and does it again. It is like the best Godzilla thing ever.
I think I've seen that clip.
Yeah.
Double.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Hey, Adam, could you either turn down the headphone thing because it's getting up to bleeding again?
I haven't touched that.
I know, but you are wearing the muffled headphones.
I am.
And cartoons has to be Battle of the Planets.
What the heck is Battle of the Planets?
Don't know that one.
See, this is...
Yeah, I know.
This is where I date myself. But Battle of the Planets... I'm oldish.
Like 31.
Sure, we could say I'm like 31.
Plus like a few.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
35?
And some months.
You know, somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there.
But Battle of the Planets, what was awesome about it, it was before they watered down everything that happened in a cartoon. So, like, G.I. Joe hated G.I. Joe when it came on because mm-hmm. everybody would parachute to safety and nobody ever died, even though they were shooting bullets at each other.
Right.
Battle of the Planets... When they shot somebody, like if they shot a bad guy, the bad guy died. So like there was gun battle, people are dropping left and right. And so it had that like piece of reality. And it was a Japanese cartoon that got redubbed in the States. And then I think within the past 10 years, it was re-released as Gatchaman. And they're like sort of superheroes in bird suits, kind of.
Bird suit.
I think I've seen that, actually.
And they have, like, a giant spaceship that turns into a fiery phoenix at the end and, like, kills the monster.
I have totally seen that.
Yes,
it's
fantastic.
It's weird that I know this because I don't know all those things.
Yeah, but it's, like, the coolest thing ever.
It's weird.
No,
I don't like it.
And it was... So the renamed version for the States was Battle of the Planets. And Hanna-Barbera put it out. And in between scenes to try and explain what was happening, they gave them... a very R2-D2-esque robot
mm-hmm.
with a matching robot dog that would kind of be the narrators. Oh no, what are they up to now? It looks like they're in trouble. How will they escape?
Yikes.
And it was that kind of thing. And then it would cut to whatever was going on in the show.
Hmm.
It was brilliant.
Cool.
There was a show, this is a dumb show, but you guys probably know this because you're boys, Katie might. So did you guys ever, you know Littlest Pet Shops?
I know Littlest Pet Shops.
Oh, you have sisters.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Or it's you. So.
Yeah, because there was what? It was Mighty Joe? What was the name of the male
Mighty
equivalent?
Max?
Mighty Max was the male equivalent.
Oh, okay. So Littlest Pet Shops had a show, like a TV show. Do you remember this? It was on
Oh, wait,
like
no,
seven
I'm thinking
in the
of
morning.
Polly Pocket. Never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, no. Polly Pocket did have a show, but Littlest Pet Shops, and I don't know what the heck happened in it, except that these little animals
that had magnets in them,
pets that had magnets in them. But the cartoon was like they like had these adventures. I don't know, but I watched it every morning, and I don't think it was very good. Oh! I also love Garfield and Friends.
Oh, I remember Garfield and Friends.
Garfield and Friends is so good. And then the like alternate universe of like of the farm. Which why is that explained? Like, is it like how like Mr. Rogers has like the land make believe,
no,
or is it just like two separate like?
John grew up on a farm.
Is that his farm?
I think it's an extension of his family's
the
farm.
Arbuckles did
live on a
originate
farm.
From a farm. That's where his brother still is.
Yeah, and John Boy.
I remember.
And Grandma.
No, Doc Boy.
I know in the strip, John would go back to visit, and he would take Garfield with him. And
Doc Boy.
They'd have adventures on the farm.
Yeah. I got to play John Arbuckle in a 10-minute play.
Oh, my God, that's perfect.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was actually for an event called Madness, which is put on by the Unit Collective, which is a group of playwrights of color who... kind of write amazing shows. Yeah. And
they do stuff.
Yeah. They do this thing called Madness once a month. And so each of the writers writes a 10-minute play, and then they give the scripts to the actors. The actors rehearse for a half hour and then put the show on same night, script in hand. And it's so much fun.
Oh, wait, they did that in college. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that night I got to be John Arbuckle, because the theme for that Madness was 80s cartoons all grown up.
Cool.
So, like, Garfield didn't, like, eat all the time. He was all health conscious and stuff like that. And so, it was fun. But anyway, I ramble.
And now he likes Mondays.
Yes.
Oh, that crazy cat.
And doesn't eat lasagna. It was pretty funny. Mm.
And would be 22 at least.
Yeah. Pretty old for a cat. Yeah, anyway.
What do you have, Adam?
I loved, still do, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and X-Men. And I did go through a Power Rangers phase. And actually, starting in second grade, I was a huge fan of Star Trek The Next Generation. Still am.
I was going to say, I like the way you're putting all this as if it's something you've outgrown.
Which captain is Star Trek Next Generation?
Jean-Luc Picard.
Bald guy.
Patrick Stewart. Sir Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what else? Well, pretty much anything on Toonami on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I could see that.
So like Cowboy Bebop, Ronin Warriors, Dragon Ball Z. But that was kind of the later period, because we didn't have Cartoon Network until I was in middle school. So
did you have the Dragon Ball Z shirts?
No.
Oh, what?
No.
That's good. I feel better about myself knowing that.
Wait, which shirts? The button down?
The button down, like super huge short sleeve shirts that had like the Dragon Ball Z like on it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like the blue flames or the red flames.
Like a Hawaiian shirt, but Dragon Ball Z.
Yes.
Yeah, they're really atrocious.
Ultimate geekdom. You didn't have them?
No.
What?
No.
I couldn't picture him.
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't know. I can picture
like you two are accusing each other of this. Like, I couldn't picture either of you in it ever.
No. No, that wasn't really my thing. No, not at all. Mm. And Reboot. Rugrats. I was a huge Rugrats fan, actually. Mm-hmm. And Doug. And The Simpsons, of course. And Kablam.
Oh, Kablam.
What's Kablam?
It was the like short segments of different like comic-y stories.
It is a Nickelodeon sketch show based on a couple different animated styles. Like one was claymation, one was... just straight drawings.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what the different examples are, because there was one with action figures, there was one with Prometheus and Bob, and then the weird girl who was like 2D, but it looked 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Really creepy. And she had jaundice, and she was really yellow. Ugh.
Yeah. Adventures of Pete and Pete, of course. And...
No, that was the other one. That was the one where she had like a real face, And it was almost like Bob and Tom, or Bob Goes to the Mayor, or whatever that is. Like, it was photos for her face, but this other one, it was like a little girl with pigtails or something.
Hmm.
I'll find it later.
And speaking of shows that we enjoyed when we were kids, but have recently found out to be total crap, All That.
Oh, it still holds up occasionally.
Well, there are some parts, but for the most part, it's just stupid.
Dimberg.
Her parts were still funny, yeah. Some of it.
Coach Creighton.
Yeah, a little bit here and there.
It was just Kel getting hurt a lot. It was hilarious.
But even as a kid, I was kind of like, well, yeah, I guess it's pretty funny.
I still like it.
So, Dan, what about you?
Most of the time when I was watching TV growing up, I was watching what my parents wanted to watch for some reason. And so I grew up watching news radio. And I love that show.
I was waiting for like Charlie Rose.
No.
Travis Smiley. My fondest childhood memories.
No. Dave Foley, Stephen Root.
Joe Rogan. Andy Dick.
Is that the show Maura Tierney was on?
Yes.
I love her.
Maura Tierney.
So much. That's a good show.
Yeah.
Great show. And then now
Phil
I just,
Hartman.
Phil Hartman and John Lovitz as his replacement in the fifth season. There were a couple good episodes that took place during that season that, you know, John Lovitz wasn't in a lot, so it was good.
Yeah.
Like there was a Flowers for Algernon episode, which I really liked. What? No, news radio. But other than that, the other ones I was going to talk about were the early CGI Beast Wars. And Reboot was another one I've definitely already invested in that.
I actually had Beast Wars on the other day while I was working on a comic page. And there was a moment where...
Didn't you post a
screenshot?
I did.
I posted a screenshot of it. Because it is...
Oh, yeah.
Optimus Primal, the gorilla,
right.
And Rat Trap...
Riding the rhino.
Riding the rhinoceros. And it was just so incredibly horrible that I had this moment of like, did I really like this at one point? Because this is the most ridiculous thing I've seen in a while.
There were parts of it that were cool, like...
That was not one of them.
No, that's true. But for like two episodes, I got to enjoy my favorite Transformer ever, and that was Tigerhawk. It was a white Siberian tiger with wings.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. So cool. I have the action figure of him, and it's like, that's all. Still, to this day, I don't know where the missiles are, though.
But the question is, how did you... Because that wasn't until season two.
Yeah.
Or season three, something like that.
Somewhere in there.
How did you... The part that amazes me is that it even got that far.
Oh, it was kids' Transformers property.
It started off with a gorilla and a rat riding a rhinoceros.
And there was wasn't there a cheetah
like, how
around
did it
there,
go
too?
Further than that, yeah.
And then almost all the bad things were primarily dinosaurs with a couple insects or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Transformers property.
And... It was on Saturday morning.
And it was CGI, so they felt like it was just leading the pack anyway.
Yep.
Yeah.
With a gorilla and a rat riding a rhino.
I mean, how could you not?
Yeah.
At that point.
I just enjoyed that show.
Yeah.
But yeah, things good, yes?
Yeah, things look good.
Okay. Is the fan annoying? I turned it down.
No, I'm not really picking that up.
That's good.
Very much at
we,
all.
We should
so.
Probably get started.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, bathrooms, beverages. Anyone need anything before we start?
I'm fine.
Good. Good.
Can I have a sandwich?
Hmm?
Can I have a sandwich? I don't need a sandwich.
I have black bean burgers. That's what I'm
saying. Nope, absolutely not.
No. I tried.
Failed, Dan.
What?
Did you say pizza luce?
Yeah.
Kelly Rowland went to Pizza Luce during Pride. Just so you all know.
Who went to Pizza Luce?
Kelly Rowland. She used to be in Destiny's Child.
Ah.
There's no reason for you guys to know who she is. It's fine.
Yeah, I was kind of just like,
but she
we
was
went
at,
to
but
high
she was
school.
At, she was at Pizza Luce.
Was, does
no,
she
Disa
have...
Disa Rowland. We went to high school with Disa Rowland.
No, I was thinking of somebody else, I think.
Was she the one with short hair?
I don't know. She wasn't really that great. She came to Minneapolis to perform at Pride. She's obviously not amazing. I'm just going to put that out there. I mean, like, when you come to Pride in Minneapolis, you're probably not that great.
If Destiny's Child was comprised of, let's say, a mechanical rhinoceros, a mechanical rat, and a mechanical gorilla, which one would Kelly Rowland have been?
Well, which one's Beyonce?
That would probably be the gorilla, I would imagine, because Beyonce was kind of like the leader of
the
pack.
One in
she
charge.
Would be the Optimus
yeah.
Prime.
What were my other animal choices?
Rat or rhinoceros.
Well, who's the third one?
Free if I know. Somebody else in the same...
No,
I don't know.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just dependent on who the third person is, but we haven't even named them. So, you know, one of them's a forgotten one, one of them's in
I think
Beyonce.
The third person went on to slightly less fame than Kelly Rowland, apparently.
Hmm, okay.
I think, really, if you're not Beyonce, it doesn't matter who you are from Destiny's
well,
Child.
Well, you could take it as a metaphor of Beyonce carrying the two others with her.
Oh, so she might be the
so
rhinoceros.
She could be the rhino.
Okay.
But then the ape was the leader, so it goes back that way.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yes, we just went there.
I don't understand what's happening anymore. All
right.
Psychoanalyzing Transformers
yeah,
in comparison
I, yeah,
to
I,
Destiny's Child.
Next on Buffering. Sociopolitical, semi-economic comparisons
well,
of Beast
had,
Wars.
When we had James on here, he went on a
two
political
poppers.
Rant for a while.
Who's James?
Dave's
brother.
Oh.
I could see him doing that.
Yeah, and it really came out of nowhere, but we just let it go.
I know he had a brother.
Yeah.
Not that I know them very well.
Mm. Go to bed.
Literally spelled go to bed.
Patty, go to bed.
That's unfortunate. Yeah.
A little
she's
bit.
In Harry Potter.
She, no, hmm? She was in Snow White and the Huntsman and is coming out in like some other really creepy looking fairy tale movies this year.
Okay.
Fun fact.
Hey.
Okay, hey, you're back.
Huh. Episode.
All right. So, like I said on the message that I sent both of you, we'll open the show. I'll banter with Adam for a second after I introduce him. Then we'll... go through the plugs for the show, then we introduce you guys, then you can start talking, then we'll talk about new stuff that I found, then we'll play Movie Bluff, which, I mean, I kind of gave you a good synopsis of it, but...
I'm totally going to kill it.
We'll start with Joel and go towards Adam to give you a full three stops.
Is that the one with actor movie...
It's like
yep,
a Six
correct.
Degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
He's been...
Yeah.
He's been here.
I think I remember it.
Yeah.
It's like IMDb, but spoken.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's do a moment of silence for Frank Oz.